Community Hero, Molly's Film, the story of a young filmmaker by Wendy Jewell. Molly's Film, made by 12-year-old Molly from the slums of Nairobi, won the Student Mentor category in the 8th annual My Hero Film Festival. Through the World Food Program, My Hero caught up with Molly in Nairobi to hear what she had to say about this unexpected victory. When WFP gave me a small camera and showed me how to use it, I was very excited, she said, and I filmed everything and anything I thought was interesting. Little did I know that by filming my world, I was giving an opportunity to people in very far countries to see what life is like in the slums of Nairobi. A few days ago, my teacher came by my house and told me that my film had won the first position in the student mentor category. I'm so happy and grateful, first to WFP, who introduced me to filming, and to all the people who love the films I made and sent comments through various means, to My Hero Project, the organizers of the film festival, and to all who nominated my film as a winner. I'm saying Asante Sana. It's Swahili for thank you very much. The My Hero Project spoke with Jonathan Dumont, head of television communications, United Nations World Food Program in Rome, who gave Molly her camera to find out more about Molly and how this came about. Molly is a captivating girl who tells the story of her life and her world with such unwavering honesty and wisdom beyond her years. How did you find her? He said it wasn't easy. Our public information team in Nairobi found her through a school we provide school meals to. As anywhere, finding young people who are both good storytellers and who can shoot video is not something you can count on. I should clarify that editing was done here in Rome. How much teaching did she receive about filmmaking before she made her film? Our Kenyan public information officer showed her how to use the camera, and I believe she was shown this instructional video that I made. What kind of camera did she have to use? She used a flip cam. How did making films come about within the World Food Program, and what do you hope will come out of them? My goal as head of visual media here at WFP is to exploit screens wherever they are, no matter how big or small, from the 22-story, 11-screen array of screens in New York Times Square to the smallest iPhone to screens in taxis, airplanes, buses, cinemas, broadcast TV, etc., etc., with content that raises awareness about world hunger and what WFP is doing to fight it. That can mean producing news footage from Syria, Somalia, or the South Sudan, producing PSAs with movie stars like Sean Penn or Penelope Cruz, or better yet, letting the people we serve tell their own stories as we have done with Molly's World. The goal is to raise awareness so that people who can make a difference will believe that hunger is a solvable problem and that they can do something about it. What's the scope of your outreach for filmmaking with young people? We have a general youth engagement program that reaches out to students and teachers, he says. There have been other initiatives, including several editions of a viral video competition for young filmmakers called Hunger Bites. But we haven't been pursuing it lately, as there are now so many similar competitions out there. Yes, imitation is the highest form of flattery. Every day, 26 million kids around the world get meals in schools from the World Food Program. Many children only go to school because they get this meal. Molly, a 12-year-old girl from the Matare slum of Nairobi, Kenya, was given a small video camera by WFP and asked to record scenes from her daily life. The result was Molly's film. Molly and her film continue to capture the hearts of people around the world. Thank you, Jonathan, for all you do with the World Food Program, by giving young people the tools and skills that empower them to tell their own stories. And congratulations to Molly for her win, but also for her intuitive gift for being an interesting and inspiring filmmaker, telling her story and the stories of those around her with compassion, humor, and clarity.